Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The third baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Garbark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Moore reaches second base with a double. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Danning reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Myatt goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Danning scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Jack Russell now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lieber scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Cecil moves to third. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is walked intentionally. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Bartel scores. McCarthy moves to second. It's 6-0, Giants. Charlie Root now pitching. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Danning hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lieber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garbark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy fields it and throws to home to get Gallen. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCarthy hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 6-1, Giants. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Georges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lieber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple now playing center field. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs won. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Root hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ripple. Hack reaches second base with a double. Gerges scores. Root moves to third. It's 6-2, Giants. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gallen strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Ott moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Ripple moves to second. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garbark hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Ott reaches second base with a double. Myatt moves to third. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.